بسم الله. today إن شاء الله we will learn about the belief in Allah's will. the belief in Allah's will means that everything that happens in the universe happens by the will of Allah. whatever Allah wills happens and whatever Allah doesn't will doesn't happen. nothing exists outside of Allah's will. the evidence is from the Holy Quran. Allah said in Surah Ali Imran verse number 26, قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Allah says, say, O Muhammad, O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will and take the kingdom from whom you will. You honor whom you will and humiliate whom you will. In your hands is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things. Also, we learn from verses of the Holy Quran about the power of the will of Allah. Allah said in the Holy Quran, in Surah number 3, verse number 40, says Allah does what he will. Allah يفعل ما يشاء. And Allah said in Surah number 3, verse number 74, Allah selects for his mercy whom he will. And Allah said in Surah number 4, verse number 133, if Allah wills, he can take you away. Allah said in Surah number 5, verse number 40, Allah sends astray whom he wills, and he gives on and he guides on the straight path whom he wills. Allah said in Surah number 2, verse number 247, Allah grants his kingdom to whom he wills. Allah said in Surah number 2, verse number 269, Allah grants wisdom to whom he wills. Allah said in Surah number 3, verse number 6, said in Surah number 3, verse number 37, verily Allah provides sustenance to whom he wills without limits. Allah said in Surah number 3, verse number 13, and Allah supports with his victory whom he wills. Actually, it is clear from all these verses of the Holy Quran that the only proper attitude for a believer is to submit to Allah. It is far more better to believe in Allah's will and to place your trust completely in Allah. This rule is such that mankind have no control over anything that belongs to them. They and all that they own belong to Allah, and Allah chooses for them whatever he pleases according to his wisdom and knowledge. Each and every individual is only a tiny part of the universe, which follows the overall law of Allah, which Allah has set for it. The creator of the universe who controls it determines their affairs and assigns to them that all our decree as human being was written by Allah according to his will 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. None can choose any action because this may not fit with the overall rule assigned to them by Allah's will. We must actually, all of them, accept all our life situations, whether it is good or bad, because we don't choose. It is only Allah's will that controls our life situation. And if we have a clear belief in Allah's will, it will be easy for us to accept this situation, because we are true believers in Allah, and we are all believing that Allah is the one who controls everything in this life. And if we want to have anything good in this life, actually, or we want to change our situations, we must believe that it has to come through Allah and through his will, so we can try to become more obedient to Allah the Almighty and more close to his rules. If you are obedient to him and we have sincerity with Allah and we do dua to Allah the Almighty, inshallah our dua will be part of our decree, and inshallah Allah will answer his dua again and again according to his will. So being obedient to Allah and believing in his will is inshallah the way for every one of us to accept his life situation and to be always in a good shape psychologically and from the health point of view, because we are accepting our life and our life situations, inshallah. This class is the introduction in the belief in Allah's decree, and it is a short one because it is the introduction, and inshallah we will continue next week. And now we will make the dua.